This morning, we continue in our series on the power of telling stories in parable, and we continue in the Gospel of Mark. This year, we've been reading the Gospel of Mark together. We've paired it with that year-long verse, "Be doers of the word and not hearers merely, who deceive themselves," that verse from James 1:22. And lest you and I just nod our collective heads in agreement, we become active followers of Jesus Christ. Notice all these sermons have started with the do. We're actively doing something. So today we find Jesus where we often find him. We find him teaching. We often find him with many gathered around him, those who are pushing in closer, hanging on every word as he teaches. So this morning they hear him saying, "The kingdom of God is like a lamp." Think about all those songs. "Give me oil for my lamp." Remember that one? "This little light of..." You know that one. "For the light within, the light that's given to me and you." God gives us each of that. Jesus, the master teacher, is using these images that are so familiar, the ones that the listeners didn't have to scratch their heads and say, "Have I ever seen this before? Where have I heard that story?" They knew exactly what he was talking about. Stretching the familiar image to question these theological absolutes was the vital and delicate work that Jesus did. So during the year when I have chapel time once a week with our CMO preschool friends, the song "This Little Light of Mine" is absolutely one of the favorite songs that we sing. Now perhaps it's because it's an old-time favorite. Perhaps it's because they know that mommy and daddy sing it and grandma and grandpa sang it. Perhaps it's because there's a lot of actions. I always say to them, you need to find your light. And there's a verse where you need to not let anyone and blow it out. And you always have to let it shine. It's got a lot of things that you do. But I also think it's because there's a lasting quality. There's a heritage. We always hear the kids singing it in the bathrooms, even when they're going to the bathrooms. We hear them humming it along when they're getting in the car with mom and dad. Long after they're leaving school, the song sticks. It's sticky faith. It becomes so familiar that it's the kind of song that becomes basis for parody. When our high schoolers need a parody song, it's one of the songs they first use for something you can kind of put other words to. It's also the building block for heartwarming moments. For you and I, this morning when we hear the parable of the teaching of Jesus in these familiar children's songs, it's God who has given God's very self who reminds us not to be hidden and be put under a lampstand, not to be limited by others, to be sheltered by even the very best of intention. Remember the song? Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. The parables capture stories of surprising growth in places that you and I would not have imagined if we were writing the stories. We would have picked very different things. The smallest seeds that would have been written off as not having been able to produce, or these wouldn't have brought that very much, grow into the largest of bushes. The tiniest mustard seeds, discounted, widely take over the area. When CMO, our preschool here, began, it was a single day, an opportunity for socialization for children. That's why it's CMO, Children's Morning, singular, out. Hard to believe what it's become. You're going to see some pictures here at the playground being put together this week. Growth like a mustard seed, now with 7 classes, 72 children. The vision had always included a permanent preschool. This week, we had the joy of watching that vision become permanent, fruition. After worship at 11 o'clock, we'll dedicate the playground outside. I hope some of you will come back and have an opportunity to join us also for the picnic that follows. It's complete with bubbles and first slides down as well. Stories of faith include often how God brings us from the humblest of beginnings. So this morning we also give thanks to God for each of our graduates, those who began, like all of us, with learning how to sit and how to crawl, how to walk, long before they ever got the opportunity to go to school. So as we celebrate their accomplishments today, we pray God's blessings upon them. May each of our graduates, as they move into the next stages of life, our high school graduates, some of whom have already graduated, and some who graduate yet this week, some of whom will go to vocational school, and some are going into the working world, we pray that they will know the blessings of joy and of courage. We also have some college graduates who we're thinking about on this day, and some who have been commissioned by various branches of the military as well, transitioning into the next stages of life. We pray God's abundant blessings upon them. I think the parable of the mustard seed is instructive in this way. When the smallest seed grows into the largest bush, it is so that birds can find a nest to come and live there. For each of the graduates, as the mustard seed grows and the bush gets larger, it is hospitality that grows in scope. Others, in this analogy, the birds, feel welcome in ways that they did not previously. So the growth in size and spirit is magnetic. Let me offer a few very specific blessings in this way for our graduates. We'll have some at 8:30 and some at 11. These kind of blessings. Don't forget to share the blessings you have today with others, with the greater body of the church. This time in your life, you may see God moving in ways that you can share with others. This is at the very heart of how Jesus told these stories that we call parables. It is exponential. We pray that you will share them with others. For the families of our graduates, we pray in this time of change, gentleness in these transitions. As you wait upon God, let us, your church family, wait with you, particularly those who have waited before. Lean on their telling of the parables. They have waited, and they wish to wait with you. For our CMO and preschool teachers and families, as there will be many who are sharing the light, we pray as we celebrate this new dedication of the playground. This is part of our witness to the community. May we continue to share God's light here and in our broader community. For each of us, may we not put the bushel on top of our light. May God use us to shine the light and be the seed. Let the kingdom of God grow in and through us. The kingdom of God is like a playground where children from the community came to play as toddlers, learned at VBS as elementary students, professed faith, helped others in middle school, babysat in high school, and graduated to shine the light beyond this community and into the world. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.